Starting in 1818, businessmen in Seneca Falls and Waterloo realized that they had to be able to navigate the Seneca River and get around the smaller rapids in Waterloo and the giant rapids in Seneca Falls. And so they built a series of locks, and that was completed in 1821. And it helps to explain the major economic stimulus for Waterloo and Seneca Falls, the locks to get around the rapids, but also they could make waterfalls so they'd have water power. That was before the Erie Canal was completed in 1825. The Erie Canal was obviously a huge economic success, and the state realized the value of connecting with this canal on the Seneca River. And so the state purchased that canal, and in 1828, the canal on the Seneca River was made a part of the Erie Canal. That's tremendously important to the history of the area because now agricultural products of the Finger Lakes region could be shipped to Albany, then down the Hudson to New York and anywhere in the world. And conversely, manufactured products from Europe could be brought to New York and then up through the Erie Canal and brought here into Seneca Falls and Waterloo. And that helps to explain how Seneca Falls, Waterloo, and the Erie Canal portions of western New York State were the fastest growing population area of the United States in the 1830s and 1840s.